did they not?
Okay. Thank you again, Rabbi Weinberg, for inviting me to come to share some Divrei Torah. Thank you all for being here. Okay, I'd like to discuss some inyanim regarding Hanukkah. Maybe have some new spin on different things.
Spin
of the dreidel. Yeah. Okay, so we know.
That's because he thought of that before you.
The Gemara in the middle, the arrow on the left. Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Yishuv Beiso. So, what's interesting is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, I don't know of any other mitzvah that we have that is a din in the family. Meaning, technically speaking, you light one candle, or we'll see one menorah, for the whole family, and even the people who are not present are yotze. So, what's the key? The key is that you're somech al shulchan aviv. Whereas, if you're supported by this family unit, you're included.
Shabbos candles has another
halacha also.
Right.
The Shabbos candles has two halachas. See, Shabbos candles, it's true, like Rabbi Lehrer said, but it's also that you can be yotze with your parents' halacha, but then you also need to have
where you are because of
Shalom Bayis. This is a unique halacha, and
let's say Makolo dying, supported. If your Makolo dying, he's supported by his parents.
He's supported by his parents. So
you're married.
You're married.
Can be also be from the parents.
Don't be a Kolo boy, so you don't get into that
topic. but it's totally on somech al shulchan aviv. You somech al shulchan aviv, then you're part of the.
It'd be the 60-year-old who's somech al shulchan aviv. Meaning, like if you're saying we have to draw the line.
At the end of the day, we know that we pass like Vesilel, Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin. So we go Yom Rishon, Madlik Achas, Mikan Veilach, Mosi Veholich. Right? That's the. Okay. Now, there's a famous Machloikas, the Tosis and the Rambam. Tosis' Shita is that it's one menorah. In the Tosis of Mahadrin, he says, Nira Lami, the Beshav Yosilu Kai Melaner Yishu Beso. But it was really Mikra, then it's one candle. So instead of one candle, it's one menorah, Mosif Aholech. I like this Shita because I'm a person who doesn't like to have too much fire in the house. So, one menorah. It's a good Sephardi, one menorah for the whole family. That's why when we got married, I told my wife, only Shomer V'Zochar. We're two Neiros Shabbos. We're not having for every child and every Einikel and everything. Shomer V'Zochar.
Not Gabi Reichman, right?
Yeah, not like Gabi Reichman, right.
It's like 100 candles.
No, because unfortunately, it's very, very tragic things have happened over the years in yeshivas and places with fire, and so my shita is the less fire the better. That's why I tell my
some
mother
have less children also, but
yeah. I follow Rav Moshe's shita that on Yontif you can turn down, if you have a pilot light, you can turn down the you can turn off the fire, and that was Rav Moshe's shita. Yeah.
What, the Torah
Chochanev? No. What?
If you have a pilot.
Yeah, pilot. So that was Rav Moshe Shita. He writes in the Igros Moshe, he has a Chiddush to say, but he's not going to write it Bechsav. But that's the Chiddush. That he allowed to, not everyone agreed with him. But that was his Psach. That was Rav Moshe's
Psach. The keyboard is not the Torah Chochanev?
It's not keyboard. It's not keyboard. It's not a keyboard. You're just stopping the flow of gas. So that was Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Not everyone agreed with him, and it's a big thing, but okay. Now, as we know, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam on page 4, he says, about Kamaneiros, Halacha Aleph, Umadlik, Mechanica, Nisvashashia, Kol Bayis, Ubayis, Madlik, Ner Echad. Bein Shahayu, Anshe Bayis, Merubin, Bein Shalohayu, Bayim El Echad. And then, Vahamahadir, Achamitz, Madlik, Neros, Bekamin, Anshe Bayis. And in the end of the day, Halacha Bayis, Hayu, Anshe Bayis, Hasar. If there are 10 people in the household, so the first night you light 10 candles, the second night you light 20 candles, 30, 40, 50, 60, till the last night is 80 candles. That's the Rambam. And then he quotes the Minhag Poshut, is to do like Tosfos. So,
This is Kramer. This is Amy Kramer. Call extension 1101, please. Amy Kramer, 1101.
So the two shitas. Tosfos says it's one menorah for the whole household. And anyone in Somech or Shulchan Aviv is included in that household. That's Shita's Tosfos. And Shita of the Rambam is you take the amount of people in the household times the day it is. And so 10 people in the household, first night 10, 20, 30, 40, 60.
Right. But you don't need menorah, right? You just need to have the candles.
Right. Yeah, right.
Is there any like Indian or menorah specifically, the hit or miss bar?
Yeah. Menorah comes by the Ashkenazic Shita to try and, even though there's a lot of people,
separate.
The days.
Yeah, so the Mechaber, so this is Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, here on page 8. So the Mechaber quotes Tosfos, that's why the Taz makes the famous comment that usually the Mechaber is usually passing like the Rambam. Was Rav David Kohn pointed out, it's not such a kasha because Lamaisa, the Rambam does have the Minhag Poshut as well. So, but Lamaisa, the Mechaber is following probably the Balei Tosfos one menorah. Kamenei Madlik Balei Rishonah Madlik Echad Mikad Ve'Elech Losif Holech Cholayla Atche Balel Achron Yishmona. Afilu Im Rabin Bnei Abayis Lo Yadliku Yoser. Right?
I used microwaves today. I made a spot on Ashkenazim. They were all mixed up on this. One Spotty said, we only light one menorah.
Right.
One guy said, they want a whole bunch of them. The women like it. Kids like it. Wives like it. It was just a whole bunch of mishmash.
Yeah.
I don't know if people don't understand what.
Yeah, well, this
is.
Right. I held the Sfardim Chanukah is Poshut, and Ashkenazim you'll see in a second. I think they made a whole thing out of Chanukah that I don't know. I'll tell you in a second.
Wow.
I'll show you something. One second. So what is it? So what is the Ramah? So Ramah says, "Yesh omim dechol echad mibnei habayis yadlik, chol echad mibnei habayis yadlik." Hey, a minute, Poshut. So first of all, where did you get that from? We didn't see that shita. There's no such shita like that. That whole echad madlik. It's either one menorah for the whole household, or the balabayas lights for everybody. There's a famous brisker rav about this, about either mitzvah and the whole Torah that he has. But I'm not convinced that that's the poshut shot. The Poshup Shot in the Ramah, you want to know the Poshup Shot in the Ramah. You look in the Darkei Moshe. You want to know what the Ramah said, so ask the Ramah what he said. So the Darkei Moshe, let's see, we have it here. The Darkei Moshe basically says like this, that we know the on page 1 it says Tarabon Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanichal Pesach Beso Bibachutz. Ner Chanukah, you light outside. That's the din of the Gemara. If I can't, the Gemara says if you light indoors, you're not Yotze. Right? That's the Gemara. On page 2 here. Tashma damar Rami liga befnim lotzia lo osa klum, because and that was Bizman Chazal. The Bizman Chazal that they lit outside. You had a light outside. You had a light outside. If you light indoors, you're not yotze. That's not a makom hadlaka. To light indoors. Today we have a din that shasa sakana madlikul al shulchan avadayo. That b'shasa sakana, you could put it on the inside.
Rabbi says the bigger b'shmim b'shir b'shir klum. If you can't light inside, why do you have to say v'yitzia? Habav is a vitzia. Just the bigger b'shmim, you're right away now.
Right, but even if you brought it outside, it's good. It's just.
If you would have said on a chaos mitzvah, then if you put it outside, it would be good.
Right.
Even if you put it outside, it's not good.
That's the point. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Okay, I don't know if it's in the packet, but basically the Ramah says in the Darkei Moshe that, you know, his sheet, Tosa's sheet is that you light one menorah because this way you'll be able to tell which night of Hanukkah it is. If you do like the Rambam, you're not going to be able to
differentiate.
You know, if I've seen you have 10 candles out there. I don't know how many people you have in your house. Maybe there are 5 people in your house and it's the second night. Or maybe it's 10 people in the house is the first night. I don't know. So Tosish is makvid that we should have a knowledge of which night it is. The Rambam is not makvid on that. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The machlokas Tosis in the Rambam is which shita do we follow in Beis Hillel. Gemara has 2 shitas. Yomim Hayotzim or Malim Bakodesh Yomaridim. So if it's Yomim Hayotzim, so there's a kapeda you should know which night it is. But if it's Malim Bakodesh Yomaridim, we don't care that you have to know which night it is, as long as you're Malim Bakodesh. So the 2 days in the Gemara, the Vilna Gaon writes, is the Machlokes Tosis and the Rambam. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Oh, but the Ramora says like this. He says it would be nice if we can get both shitas in, Tosis and the Rambam.
Right.
So he says when we were lighting outside, the Ramora writes in the Darkei Moshe, when we were lighting outside, so all the neighbors are together. So you're not going to be able to know. But today we're lighting inside, so you can have one menorah over here, one menorah over here, one menorah over here, and then this way you'll know what night it is because they're separate menorahs, and you'll also light kafi the amount of the neiros that the Rambam wants you to light. So you have the 5 people in your household, and you have 5 different places to light. So now you'll have one menorah here, one menorah here, and then in the end you'll be lighting the same amount of neiros in the Rambam, and you won't lose the heker of toises of, and that's how the. Yeah, that's how the Darkei Moshe explains. But it's interesting that.
Does that explain why it's different people?
That explains why, in other words, what he wanted to accomplish, the Ramah with the different people. The question is, does it really say that you're allowed to have different people? Maybe.
Right.
In other words, because the Rambam Shita is it's only the Balabai.
Right.
So this idea that everyone. This idea that it became an individualized mitzvah, that's a right. Yeah. Now, the one person who says this out.
You're right.
The one person who says this out, and, you know, we're not allowed to say this, but I'll show you, because it's in the Sefer Galia Masechta of David of Nevardik. He has tremendous. We'll go to page 14. Take a look. So, there's in the yeshiva world, everyone knows there's a brisker rav on this. The brisker rav, I don't know. To me, the brisker rav is very mechudish that the nearest Hanukkah has anything to do with Tzitzin Shemakvin and Samila. Rav Golvak Satzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne, used to say this brisker rav is the yeshiva bachar ID. In other words, in order to be yeshiva bachar, you have to know this brisker rav. That's like the yeshiva bachar ID. But But then you can question whether that, in other words, his word is that there's a discussion whether Hidr Mitzvah and Etzem Mitzvah have to go together, and there's enough Kamina for Hilchas Mila, and he puts it all together, Ayin Sham. But he says like this, look in the Galdi Masechta, he says like this, he says, Lachain, the paragraph that begins Lachain. He says, I don't know where this idea that everyone lights their own menorah, what the Ashkenazim do. He says, he doesn't understand where it comes from. I mean, it comes from the Rambam, but the Rambam never said that. Yeah, that's also a chiddush.
It started as chinuch, as
no, but the Rama understood Kusumini saw that you have to be actively involved in the
thing. He's saying what is makor?
Yeah, made it up.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's the way he understands Kusumini saw.
Yeah, but it's strange that there's no. The Rambam usually get a quote or a sheet of Rishon.
Rishon. You have to find a Rishon, no?
So look what he says. So the lineback is the Mosif. Aval Rama elo makom lo ladas toisus velo al pi harambam.
Wow.
So what can I tell you? You know, like Rabbi Abadi said to me, we can't fight them the minute. He was, you look him up. He's
okay.
From the
Gedolei. Oh, down here. Okay.
Yeah.
He
can't be Levatola if he has the mind not to be able.
No. Oh. So I'll tell you like this. That's what some Achronim say, Rabbi Kivager. But to me, the Pashtus is. The pashtus is that there's no. No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because the Rabbi Kivega says like you, but the pashtus is there's no such thing as having kavana shalom lotzeis by Ner Chanukah. Because it's a metzias. It's a metzias. In other words, it's a metzias. It's not like a brach, I have kavana shalom lotzeis. It's a metzias. So if the metzias is here, it's nidlak, so no. Then. So then it could be you're part of this mishmacha and you're shayach the mishmacha. It's an automatic. It's automatic. That's what I think. That's what I think the pashas is. Even though there are some good gedolei achronim that say. Doesn't matter. But you're part of the family and it's nidlak.
Al kocha. You're part of the family.
Yes, And then you can't.
The whole Shemus Deshen about someone lights for you in your house, but you don't want to be Yotze? So, like, there's like a whole thing.
Right,
so that's the way the Kol guys get out of it.
Right?
Oh.
Barak, you agree?
Yeah.
Right, so you have this, you have the other Gemara here. On page 3, by Achsenoy. So page 3. The Gemara says, second arrow. Amar of Sheshes Achsanoi Chayev Bener Chanukah. So your guest, you Chayev Bener Chanukah. So Amar of Zeir Vereisha Kiavina Beirav Mishatafta Bepriti. Bahadei Ushpisa. In other words, I was in Achsanoi, so I go to the guy's house, so I give him a pruta to be Mishatef. Bosser the Nesiva Itza, but then I got married. He got married and everything changed. I mean, Hashtavadai lo tzrichna. I don't need to mishtatef. Because my wife is lighting for me at home. So there are a lot of interesting things here. I'll tell you a story I heard last night. One of my close friends, Rabbi David Hertzberg, he's one of the principals in Yeshiva Flapish. So Rabbi Hertzberg, he was at the wedding too. He was at the, yeah, exactly. So my friend Rabbi Hertzberg, yeah, right. So he was at the wedding too. He's Rabbi Hanina Hertzberg's son. Yeah. So he was at the. You know, Rabbi? Yeah, so his son. But that's. He was.
It's the other daughter.
It's the other daughter.
But one of the Hertz
first. No, so this is the story. This is the story. It's a good story. It's a good story. So my friend Rabbi Hertzberg, his daughter married Rav Abadi's grandson. So we were at the wedding. I'm very close with Rav Abadi. So he told me the following maaser, that when Rav Abadi first started the kollel in Eretz Yisrael, so he was very makpid that on Chanukah no one should leave Seder early. You know, like they have in Rav Shechter kollel, Lichtenstein, you know, the Meiri. That you shouldn't bevatal the Torah, you should stay the whole time. But some fellas in the kollel wanted to go home to light. There's man, and Rabbi Abadi was man. We know the Seder goes until whenever. And there was so one of the fellas went to Rav Shlomo Zalman to discuss what should we do. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you want to be makbid on this man, so have your wife light for you at home, and you can stay learned. That's what Shlomo Zalman told. Wow. That's all the fella.
I
don't know about that.
Well, if they hold...
Hakama Vadiah holds, yes. You should.
Okay, I'm going home from
you
work
should
late.
What? Wow.
What you said, have your wife... Coming home late right. From work, you should have your wife be madly.
What?
Would be Meir Mazuz as a whole...
We don't...
So the
mice...
It would
be a nice egalitarian
push.
Right. So the mice...
Told the kids today.
Right. Nice right. If you're a Sephardi, so there's one menorah. So, see, the Ashkenazim, well, the Ashkenazim, within the Ashkenazim, there's what declare whether the wife lights or not. That, within the Sephardim, for sure not, because there's only one menorah for the whole.
Why can't she be the one lighting?
Yeah, she can be the one lighting.
Many people in my community, for example, follow that. By Chacham Avadiah says it's better. To have your wife light if you're coming a couple hours after sunset. Yeah,
right, because the answer is Bizman Azeh, the Iker Hadlokas for Bnei HaBayis. So Mamela, the time frame is not as crucial anymore because it's for the Bnei HaBayis.
What do you hold? If let's say like one of those spouses is going to go home late and they have the question of, you know, it's nice to light with like the family around.
Right.
They have the question of they light early and like fulfill the mitzvah the earliest
right.
time, or should they wait until?
Right,
like,
that's the question.
So you, what's
good
better
for the
to
question?
Yeah, so I like that the family should. You know, I think it's nice the families
it's
together.
Everybody in the house.
The only question is if it's going to be very late, then he's going to have to eat dinner. So then that's the question. Because you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. You know, so.
The wife has to wait for hours to eat, like 11 o'clock.
Right, so then either let her light or let her put a reminder. They put a shomer. Yeah, 1 o'clock and put a shomer, and then this way.
Shema. People always say Shema before Tzitz. Also have a reminder every night before they.
Right, they realize they have the minyan kavula. Right. I told you, Rav Henkin was very machbid for Tekiah Shofar. He didn't like people. Oh, we talked about that last time, so that just comes up again. Okay, so and the Bala Truma also writes that the stomach of this fellow. Wasn't so mechal shulchan aviv anymore, because what he need to get married for? He could say my father lights for me at home, and that's. I'll tell you another. So that's what the Sefer Truma says. That means that he wasn't so mechal shulchan aviv anymore. So that's why he had no one to light for him. So he was mishtatir papruta. This is a classic example. You know, Rav Soloveitchik was of the, and the Galia Masecht also in a different place that. If you're an achsen, no, you have to be mishtatev b'pruta. That was his shita. Because why didn't he light his own menorah? So to me, it's pasha. Why didn't he light his own menorah, like some say?
The household. Mishtatef
to
this household.
No, but why didn't he so let him light his own menorah?
If they give him his own room with his own opening outside, then in a chinami.
No, but can I say today we don't? So Rav Salvation thought no, because it's not your bias. So if it's not your bias, then you can only be yotze in your bias. So then the only way if you're an aksanai is to be yotze agav.
Isn't that against the Gemara?
But I think the pashup shot is that probably, as some others say, that no, it's not like today that everyone you buy a box of candles. If he was an aksanai, he was on a trip. He didn't have has an old menorah with him, a portable. Today we have portable everything. He probably didn't have neiros. That's why he had. But in the hanami, if you have neiros in the hanami, you could.
Soloveitchik learns that like the maskana is you can't.
Right. Because in Rav Soloveitchik's world, nothing could be just balabatish. Everything has to be a everything has to be a halacha. So. In other words, it can't be just a balbatish because he doesn't have candles. That's would be too.
No, but the question is, so at Akhar Salvajic, at first he was doing the wrong thing. He was making bracha levatala at first, and then only afterward he was doing the right thing.
No, he said Bereish. No.
All we would rely on his.
He was Mishtate Vapruta, which is his possible.
But where is Aksanai?
Yeah.
How many Nasumem are Mishtate Vapruta?
Hold on.
They're like Michael to them.
So let me tell you what you sowed here. You sowed. That it's machloikas the primogodim and the ginas varadim. This is an important machloikas. So the ginas varadim says, the ginas varadim was what? The Rav in Egypt. Rav Avram Halevi, Rabbanei Eretz Mitzrayim. So he says like this. Yeah. So he says like Rav Abadi holds from this psalm. Not everyone's. Holds about that, but this is the psak. That aksanai means that you come to somebody as an inn and you pay. You pay for the food and board, and you pay. So you pay, then you're not part of the household. So that you have to be mishnata bapruta. But somebody comes to your. So you have a guest for Hanukkah. You don't charge him. You don't give him a bill
like
when he's
giving him free food. So you're mocking him.
Right. So that he's part of it. So then he doesn't even have to be mishtatev bapruta. Maybe that's so. That's he was also a rabbi in Egypt.
You don't do anything.
No.
Right.
You don't have to light your own candle.
If your body holds, if you're sleeping and eating there,
you don't even need to light your own menorah.
Right.
Just I'm not sure it's not
yet.
And that's Mahajan and Mahajan?
And that's
according to the Ashkenazim.
Oh, so according to the Ashkenazim, that's a question. Does that only work for the Sephardim? Was Ashkenazim hold the... But Rabbi Bari thought that the minig of Ashkenazim, you know, they don't have to take all their... Anyway, the Ashkenazim I have trouble with, as I said, because deep down I'm really a Galia Masechta person in the depth of my heart. That Ashkenazim, this
you
idea.
Sephardic deep down.
Well, you know, my mother's Sephardic.
Oh, really?
Yes, you know that. Yeah, I'm a Sephardic Jew. My grandparents both come from Turkey.
Wow.
Yes, that's where I'm from. That's the Mishpacha. That's
many Ashkenazim are really Sephardic.
Yeah.
After this expulsion from
Turkey.
Many
went
to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Epstein, Benvenisti, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the shita of the Gita Svaroda. He has a thing on Hamela from the back of the Sefer. And the Prima Godim says not that way. The Prima Godim says what? That, no, if you go leaving tomorrow, that's, you know, you can't be called part of the Balabais, even if you go for free. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, a big machlokes. Whether what's achsanoi? Is achsanoi dafka when he's paying, or even bechinam if he's leaving?
Then it's at the daka you should light your own menorah, like opt for the Ashkenazim. Yeah, like you should light.
Anybody
Yeah. So they say different things. They say it's within the Ram, you know, obviously within the Rambam and. And you know, and the
no
yeshiva world, and has the Briskerov, and the has this Briskerov about, you know, the Briskerov makes this new machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah with the sitz and the machlokes and the Samila. It'll take me a whole.
He's not trying to explain more of the Rambam, right?
He's not trying to explain the Rambam and the Ramah. Why the Ramah veered from the Rambam?
Why,
or why the Rambam requires one person to...
Right, and why the Ramah says you don't need one person, right, based on whether the Hidur Mitzvah...
It's the assumption that the Ramah makes more sense intuitively, because you have each person lighting...
Well, he says, it's Machlokas, whether you can sit to chain the Machlokas, since I'm Machlokas Amila, can you be Kojabo on Shabbos, whatever... just the week, but that's a you know the classic Torah. But I don't know. To me, the Dark Emotion gives its own shot. So I don't, you know, it's hard to okay. But you know,
is there no other like precedent where the Ramah just like had his own Kiddush? I mean, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a quick little Rambam in parentheses.
No, but he
like,
quotes Minhag Pashut, meaning this is the Minhag in his Makom in Krakow. Yeah. This what
he's
saying. He's not creating a new Minhag.
I'm wondering. I'll tell you something. I wondered about. If you look carefully in the Ramah, he never says everyone makes a bracha. It could be that they all huddled around the Balabais. And the Balabais made the bracha. And then, to make it easy, they all went to their corner to light, so this way, you know...
Some of the kids in school told me that their minhag is whatever the plan is.
It doesn't really,
before,
like...
Because each one lights a different candle.
Yeah.
That's what we do sometimes. That's what we do. No, Balabai lights the first candle. That was, and then there's
right.
A struggle whether you can give the candles of Hidur to the kids or not.
Right.
Every person...
Talmud Vadia would hold his kids' hands and guide them so you'll separate them out.
The school sending home...
That's what we use. That's
I have
what my
kids told me that their siblings who are not bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah yet will light their own for like a chinuch thing, but once they hit bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah,
that's really a thoughtful thing.
Well, shouldn't he have had to be mefaresh and smechu al birkat ba'al habayit?
Right. But it's interesting to note. It's an interesting to note that he never said that.
Stam yadlik is yadlik with the bracha.
Right. Stam. You're right. But I'm wondering. You know, that would answer obviously the because basically he's saying that we're real. The Ramon is really a Rambam person in this case. And he just and the Ramon and the Daki Moshe explains the whole point is that now we can get both Tosas and Rambam in because we could split the hadlok in different places and it'll all be good. So huddle together, you'll hear the bracha.
Isn't that a problem
with tshuva?
Yeah.
You do one bracha in like five different maase mitzvah at once.
Yeah, sure. You wrote Rav Andras Melech, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's better to do that. Yeah, Bedikas Chometz.
Sure.
What do you mean? Meaning one bracha and everybody lights their own menorah from that one bracha?
Right, exactly.
Makes one bracha.
That's like, like Rabbi Weiss said, Bedikas Chometz. You all huddle together, you make the Bedikah, and then everyone go to different rooms. And this way you save time. Yeah, Rav Andras Melech. That's why when people come to my house Friday night for Shabbos, I don't offer. You want to make your own Kiddush? I don't offer. I just make Kiddush. If someone asks me, then I'll let them. But I'm not going to offer them.
Guess you have to make sure everyone has kavanah the whole time.
Rabbi David says that also, I think.
What? Yeah, one.
I stopped having kids make Kiddush when I
go that many. Yeah, you go to some people's house, they have five people making Kiddush. You get plots the time you get to eat them, the motzi. One Kiddush, Rovam Hadras Melech.
I'm meaning to drink a wine each time I do.
Yeah. Okay. Now, there's another minute we have that the Shulchan Aruch brings on page.
The worst is when somebody comes late and he has to do the beginning of the Amidakov. He came late, so he has to be Matriach.
On page 9. Mechaber quotes it in. Madlikin umivarchim bebeis haknesses. Mishum persume nisa. Oh, so there are a lot of interesting. Yeah, very difficult. First of all, we know.
Rambam doesn't mention it at all.
Right. In other words, this is a minhag. It's not in the Gemara. Now, this comes up a lot in Shul on Friday. Because in Shul on Friday, in other words, the question is the Hadlaka of the Beis HaKnesses, do you need 10 people to be there B'Shas the Hadlaka? Mm-hmm. So you're lighting for the Tzibur. So. What if you don't have it? A lot of times, like a Friday, in the regular shul, in the winter, when you're starting mincha at 4:15, and you're waiting for the 10th guy to come, but you want to light menorah already, because, so do you, could you light...
Why should you need a minute?
Should you, because maybe that's...
Who says Prisim and Issa? I'm saying, you could do... Why do you need a minute?
Why? Because... Because, in other words, if you're lighting shul, other than lighting a shul, if lighting a shul is a tzibur.
Right.
There's no tzibur, you know.
The tzibur will come later.
So that's a machloikis Mogen Avram. Look at the Mogen Avram.
That's why you lighten shul?
Well, we'll see. 1 second.
One second.
Look, he says, Venerali, in the Mogen Avram, Yud. Venerali, first words. In Husomach la Hashaycha, Vetem Yavo, Minyan Lebes Knesset, Kaddish Hayom, Yavarach Vyadlik Miyad, Mikol Mokom, Iker Persumi Nisa, Shabbat Machakach Lebes Knesset. Vedam al Hadlik Rechov, Beshasha in Sham Ish, Machakach Bo and Rashim. It's like when you light. He says the same thing, you don't need 10 people.
Somebody's outside before you light in your house, but.
Right. So Rav Yaakov Emden disagrees. Look at Rav Yaakov Emden and the Shari Truva Sivkot Yud Base.
You need ten people in shul.
Well, he said you have to have an Eda there for.
But why?
Both the Magen Avraham and the Yavetz agree that if you know that the 10 people aren't going to come later on, you wouldn't light, or you wouldn't light with the Berachah.
Right.
You need the 10 people, you need the Eidah.
Even the Magen Avraham. You need B'Shas Adlaka.
That they're going to come, but you need B'Shas Adlaka. But everybody agrees you need the 10 people.
Oh, so let's look down.
In West Hartford, Connecticut, they have 9 people at Myers.
Okay.
They have to wait until the 10th person comes, or they can light.
That's the Mogen Avraham and the Moritzia.
But if you're not going to have 10, you can't light.
With the Rav Levin would say absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Why
does
he define
a person
who's
the
10th?
No. It doesn't seem to make a difference if you know that you can get another.
Because the jewel is the den of the tzibur.
But only
the melee, who
you have right there, right there.
Right, that's
yeah. Right, but he's saying, in other words, the point of that a shul is different than your private home is because it's a makom of tzibur. That's how he's understanding. Rav Soloveitchik was makpid dafkam between mincha marv. He had this thing.
But according to
that, if it's not between mincha and marv, you can't. That's a big chiddush. That's only between. Say you have a shul that's having a 9 o'clock marv, and you want to light before that 9 o'clock marv. So a lot of people say so light before the 9 o'clock marv. He would say no because there was no mincha before. So his word is again that once you had the mincha minyan, you have a kvias tzibur. So then, and they have marv later. So he's like, like the shitasa.
Enjoy after marv.
No.
Why?
Rebbe,
according to Rav Yaakov Emden, like, let's say a Chabadnikim, or even in Long Beach, for example, they have a public lighting, but not...
Rav Soloveitchik, he used things always only in shul.
Only in shul.
And Rav Avadya Yosef wrote a shul, but he thought even other public...
Is the
classic thing
either,
is chassidus.
Or both.
Sometimes they had a chasana. They have like somebody who has a nice voice, and they want to mechabit him to like do the public hadlaka and the chasana. So So Rav Soloveitchik was very against it, but other people saying I'm not so against it. Well, Chabad for Shteitzik. What?
The question is, you can make the bracha.
But I'm wondering where the bracha came from. No one is
Let's look at the base yosef.
I just want to mention, it's a big problem for Sfaradim who say, "Mvarchim al minhag."
Right.
This is the killer.
Look on the base yosef on page 5. He says, what's the idea of lighting in shul? He says, the idea of lighting in shul either is Bibnei HaOrchim, page 5, that Orchim in those days, it's not like Orchim of today. You stayed in the shul. Right, you dominate the shul, and you stay in the shul. Right, exactly. So those Orchim
are not actually Orchim.
Right, there's Orchim in the shul.
Right, right.
And you don't invite them home with you.
Right.
And you keep them in the shul. And they eat in the shul. And they sleep in the shul. So those people have to light, so you're lighting for them. Or the other word, he says, is because of from the Rivosh, is that today that we light indoors. So we're lacking in the Pursuming Nisa, that we're not lighting in the street. So to make the compensation, we light in shul. That's the other...
When you light outside, I'll only make a bracha if I know that 10 people are going to see it.
No.
Because that's Dina Gemara, and that's,
Right.
Language of the Beis Yosef here.
Yeah.
He's quoting the Kolbon. Because of Otam Achar, right. he says that the minhag is to light and to say the brachos. And then the lashon that he quotes from the Kolbo is sheyesh b'zeh pirsum gadol laHashem yisbarach b'kidur shmo kisha mevarchin oso b'makelus. The lashon is that what is the pirsum gadol that's accomplished in the context of lighting and shul?
The bracha.
Oh, exactly. So this would answer up.
The minhag is to light,
right.
You're making a bracha on the minhag.
Right.
Of the
exactly. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Because the Chacham Tzvi has the kasha. It says in the Machaber in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, we don't make a bracha on a minhag. That's why it's fine and don't make a halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minhag, right?
Yes.
That's number 10. So the Chacham Tzvi. Has the kasha. So why is this fine and making on the Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah? It's only a minhag. So Rabbi Shraya gave a good teretz. Rabbi Shraya gave a good teretz. That part of the minig, I think Rabbi Sabalovsky says something. That no, because there the minig is to say halal, and then there's you make a bracha of the minig. But here the whole minig is the part of the
minig.
You know, there's a Mork, Rabbi Yaakov Enden, the Mork Tzia, on page 13. He wants to make say a chiddush. He says that normally. Brachas aren't ma'akev. But by Neres Chanukah, he says a chiddush. Nearly the Yashuv Tzad Taz HaTor. The Mizu Ner Chanukah Shaini Vada, the Brachas Ma'akevus. It's a big chiddush. Because he says, because you don't have the bracha, then you're lacking maybe in the Pursume Nisa. The people who say, L'tzorku Da'adluka. It's a chiddush. So that's how some learn, I think maybe Rabbi Sabalovsky mentioned, Rabbi Sarotskin has some.
Rambam and Chanukah Paragimel asks his kasha on how we say Asher Kedushanim is supposed to be Givonu on the bracha Rabbanu. He Dafka doesn't ask it on the bracha of Lahad Ben Yerushal Chanukah. He waits to ask it on the bracha of Likros HaHalim. And people often ask, like, what's Pshat? He just mentioned the bracha of Lahad Ben Yerushal Chanukah, and that's the kasha that Gemara asks. Why is he waiting until
Likros
HaHalim?
Yeah.
So if you take this vart, that the bracha is a chelek of...
Yeah. In other words, he says this to answer Kasha that there's 2 days in the Gemara. If you at the tour, Zmana Kol HaLaila, but the question is, according to some sheet, is after the first half hour you can't make a bracha. So why is Zmana Kol HaLaila bracha? So he wants to say that Ner Chanukah is different, that the bracha is ma'akev. It's a chiddush to say such a thing. Sometimes I'll. Tell a person to, question whether you can light without a bracha in certain cases of a suffix. It's hard to believe that this, but that's his chiddush. So someone will use that to answer up his father's kasha. But I think what Rabbi Shraya is saying is very good. That you see, not to make a bracha on the minig is whatever the minig is, and then you don't bring a bracha on the minig. But here, the bracha was, that's part of the minig, so to speak. It's not that there's a minig and then there's a bracha on the minig. I think that's right. The Chozer Korim Bir Chosel, the famous Trubas Arashpa, that the Sofik Kara Kriyashma, Sofik Lokara, it's Chozer Korim Bir Chosel, even though Birkas Kriyashma is only the Rabbanan, but it's a Chaluk, whatever.
You want to say that on Birkat Haro Esh, Asani seems fine, but not on Asher Kedushan,
And especially, I always had the following thing. I'll tell you my sheet about the Sfardim and Ashkenazim about mitzvahs, essays, zman grama, that the Ashkenazim don't make, the Sfardim rather don't make, the women. So I thought like this, and I think Rav Avad Yosef has one place. I thought like this. It's Lishitosam. The Svarim hold like the Rambam, Brach Levatol is a Daraisa. So you're dealing with a Daraisa, so there's no heter to make it an Achayit. How can they make a Bracha? What's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? So I think the Pasha Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that a woman does mitzvah sesei shazman groma. People are not going to like this. Women are not going to like this. But he says that what? Not like Rav Moshe and this. They don't get a mitzvah. They don't get a mitzvah. So why are they doing it? La seis nachas ruach manoshim. Right, the verse says that they left smicha. You can put smicha on the korban. Achu yadayu. Only the smicha derabban. One second. La seis nachas ruach manoshim. In other words, just make keep them happy. So we do not, but they can't do smicha b'chol kocho because that's a daraisa. So we can be matar derabbanon for nachas ruach. That's why they can do a light smicha, and they hold, and Rabbeinu Tam holds brachel v'tal derabbanon. So therefore, law says nachas ruach l'nashim. They can do it. But Ashkenaz, but the Sfarim can't.
But once you say that, she's saying lechatchila, a woman shouldn't make a bracha only if she feels right. She needs, and even according to Ashkenazi,
right.
That's not the ideal thing to do.
According to
the
this,
the Israelis showing that say that they get a mitzvah, it's not commanded.
Wow. No, so I'm timing that there might be a rivet in the Torah's Konim like that or that, but I think the Pashup Shad is not like that. That the Rabbeinu Tam is only saying it based on, he's quoting that Gemara, Vos es nachas ruach l'noshim. And therefore the whole thing is nachas ruach, so they don't get any mitzvah, and the melawat, and the bracha is only because Vos es nachas ruach l'noshim, and that's all, and so the Rambam, the Ashkenazim, l'shitos, and follow Rabbeinu Tam, so they could say this for Vos es nachas ruach l'noshim to matir and isad rabbanon, and the Svardim hold like the Rambam, so it's a deraisa, so you can't say
it. But they still hold that there's no key mitzvah.
Right. And that's the Shagasarye. The Shagasarye Shita is. The Rav Moshe is a truva against the Shagasarye because he's on the other side of the fence. He holds they do get, like Rav Soloveitchik. But Shagasarye says it's usur to carry a shofar or a lulav in a Rishus HaRabim if the whole purpose that you're carrying it is to blow shofar for a woman or bring a lulav for a woman. It's a saw shalol of sorrow. That's the Shagasari. It's a saw shalol of sorrow. And the Oneg Yontif, the Oneg Yontif says that a woman. No, because it's not a
tzorach.
It's not a tzorach. It's not a tzorach at all. It's not a tzorach.
I'm going to wash my hands with warm water rather than cold water. That's the
tzorach. Yeah. Right. Because there are two tracks. There's the mitzvah track.
It's more comfortable for your wife to make the bracha. That's not it.
Because she's not being the kind of mitzvah.
And then there's a chuvas on a yontif. The chuvas on a yontif is that a woman can't go into a sukkah. Why? Because she's getting hanah from the atzei sukkah. And she's not being mekayim a mitzvah. So it's as if she's married, teishvu kein taduru. So she could, but a single woman is an usher into the. That's the oneg yontif. We obviously we don't follow this, but there's a whole school of thought.
So Rabbeinu Tam l'shitato by brachot around that kafet doesn't say sabal. It says we suspect by brachot nani. You should make a bracha, but Ashkenazim kasha hilchata hilchata.
Okay, but lemaisa.
Yeah.
But lemaisa. This is not the mainstream of, you know, the many that hold not this way. I understand. That doesn't mean that. Look, there's many hold that the Ramos. But, you know, so the reason why I think, you know, a lot of times wife shouldn't lie, because anyway, it's not poshut that you should make a bracha anyway. In other words,
she should.
No,
that
they
huddled around.
So that's what I. But look, I'm not here to change, like Rabbi Weiss said, we're not going to change what people do. But that doesn't stop me from saying what I think. You know, in other words, deep down, I think what the Galgi Masechta says is.
See, can I just say what you're doing is what Harambam does. He's intellectually honest. On one hand, he says, my understanding of Pshat of the Gemara is 80 candles if there's 10 people. But Minhag Pashut, he says, right. He could have twisted the Gemara to be the Minhag. No.
Right.
This is what I think the Gemara is. And now
but at the end of the day, Mitzvah Nechanaka, Mitzvah Chaviva, Hima Od, and maybe tonight's the topic to discuss with the Talmidim, why Chanukah is called the Mitzvah Chaviva Ma'od. Some say, you know, the Mishnah, Chaviva Divrei Sofer, Midivrei Torah, Chanukah is the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh. It's the first Yontif that's not in Tanakh, and there's Chavivas of Torah Shebal Peh. But there's a lot you could talk about, you know, why this Mitzvah Nechanaka, Mitzvah Chaviva Ma'od. And someone told me, you know, they take polls. I'm not a person who takes polls. But they say, even in people who are totally not observant, The one mitzvah that gets the most, somebody said to me, maybe Pshat, that has the most popularity in the whole Jew. Right. It's Chanukah. So someone said to me, that's this Rambam, it's Mitzvah Chaviva Ma'od. So, and you know, in the Hasidic Svarim, they say that, you know, Chanukah is the Malam Yutfachim because the Shekhinah normally doesn't come back down the Malam Yutfachim, but on Chanukah, it reaches everyone. Even person who are, you know, everyone, it reaches everybody.
Anybody else?
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yeah, I don't know where.
I thought it was based in the Gemara. That it's a Karoner Chanukah, having a barn from Tamei Chacham.
So what?
So the Nesek.
Yeah,
it
was a.
Yeah,
Chaviva.
Have that whole other thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good.
It's a Maga Mishnah.
If you have to say drushes, it's a good. It's a good thing for drushes. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who, if anyone, you know.
Hunter has a horse.
Yeah, everyone has a stickle, you know. But, okay. 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 Thank you for coming. Shalom and Chanukah. Shalom and Mekayim and Mitzvah. In a good way. In a safe way.